Okay, so it was like, how's it go? So she's going to this, she's going to go to this first poetry workshop in what year? What, she doesn't, oh, it was reinvent, okay, the place, okay, anyway. So this is where it goes. We'll just say of the town of Lebret, because that's where, nearby town of Lebret in 1884, okay, it wasn't 1884. And 33 years later, in 1917, a few miles to the north of the fort and on the shores of Echo Lake, buildings were constructed to house 350 patients, all of them sick and many of them dying of TB, called Fort San. It was reinvented as a summer school of the arts in 1967, a few patients still on site. I believe that it wouldn't have been operating as a school of the arts by the time I went there. Because it was when I went there, it was a boarded up, I just remember a boarded up building. But there were several buildings. I don't know if we didn't go to all of them. Okay. My husband helped me carry. But listen, my husband helped me carry my stuff to the room. I'd been assigned in the former staff residence where the TB nurses once stayed. In the back of the complex, behind the other buildings, it functioned as the writer's center. On two floors, there were rooms with single beds and tiny desks. And what had once been the lounge on the main level would host the workshops. He hugged me. This is her husband, and said he'd be back to pick up in 3 weeks. Pick me up in 3 weeks. I didn't want him to leave, blah, 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 a little bit of emotional time in the room. And then I'd like to say that those who came to know the valley, including me, felt the chill of its history when we arrived to study there. In the mid-70s, though, I didn't know anything about that history, at least the indigenous part. I don't feel good saying that. Like everyone, I knew I was ignorant of residential schools and the horrific abuse that had gone on there. I probably thought of the first residential school in the West, situated in my home province, as a source of pride. The first place that offered Indigenous kids an education that would improve their lives. Never had I heard the words cultural genocide or stolen children, nor was I familiar with the Cree word for school, such as this, Kiskiniwahamtkowikamik, a building you go to learn to cry. That's a nice little sentence. A building you go to learn to cry.
Yeah.
The old red
brick,
okay. The old red brick building in Lebret, the locals called it the Indian School, looked deceptively charming in its surround of trees. I've seen it. I visited its ground only once and never went back. For those of us who dropped into the valley for a brief time to write, the boarded up historical building wasn't the town's focal point. That was the folksy bar with its shuffleboard, pickled eggs, blah, 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 and the bar. The folksy bar, pickled and eggs, and dusty windows that stared placidly at the narrow lake where pelicans landed with the weight and grace of falling angels. We did, though, feel traces. Yeah, that was a good one, too, eh? Weight and grace of falling angels.
Yeah.
We did, though, feel traces of other lives in the sanitarium's ground. This is the part. And remember, the whole time I'm reading this, she's already mentioned the sanitarium. The whole time I'm feeling like that's the haunted building. I know she's talking about that haunted building, right? I'm just thinking that. And now listen. We did, though, feel traces of other lives in the sanitarium's grounds, where we worked long hours and slept and swapped stories, some of us for several summers, and where thousands of patients over its 24-year span had wasted away, hoping for a cure for terrible diseases that had smitten them. Many of them were indigenous. Many, no matter what their race, age, or background, never returned to their families, but died far...
I remember that so well. It really hit me.
Yeah.
When she said they never returned to their families after that.
But died far from home and the comfort of their loved ones. No one doubted that this deep declivity carved by glaciers, the Qu'Appelle Valley, had been a place of illness and suffering, and that spirits found it difficult to leave. Once you studied there, you found it difficult to leave too. The ghostly part of it held an uncanny allure. In more ways than one, it was haunted. Can you imagine? And I'm thinking this is the haunt, and that's the last paragraph she read. And then, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. I found it amazing as to read it in that sequence, and it is a haunting valley, and it does have something to it, like especially that section. And I'm like, we played lacrosse there quite a few times. You know, I was there for summer camps. I spent a fair bit of time in that valley. Like, went to parties out there in high school. But the thing is, I always found that section where they had the Fort San near at the end of Echo Lake there, That is a kind of haunting place, but it's very beautiful.
Well, yeah, and I guess when she was there, then didn't you read that it was in the mid-70s then? So
yeah, around
so, around when you were just born, like,
I think it would have been, I think it would have been like
before your.
Yeah, and I think she and Patrick did meet in 76.
Yeah, I seem to remember that too. I remember hearing that or reading that or something.
When Lorna and Patrick met at a poetry workshop in 1976, so, and this was before she met Patrick, so yeah, maybe like 74, 75 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was I think it's boarded up now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gee, that is a haunting place. That's a very haunting little section of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, sometime you'll discuss it with her probably or something because that's interesting.
That, I find it just another coincidence, especially
the book actually is very interesting, the way she, you know, she flashes back and forth and then the sections with, you know, things about the cats, and it's called A Love Story and then With Cats or something, you know. And yeah, it's very interesting the way she's written it. The way she goes back and forth in time and history, and
yeah, it's very well written. It's very Lorna's a very she's a great writer. She's a really good writer.
Yeah.
She's really strong. She's a very strong, solid, sincere writer. She doesn't put on affectations. I don't sense she's not a lot of writers. Their affectations aren't tolerated.
Well, and you know, like she got the Order of Canada before Patrick did. Did you know that?
Yeah, I read that already. Yeah.
That was interesting too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like how she sort of felt it should have been him, and you know, and
I find it's such an interesting book, and it's so nice. I'm so honored that she invited me over to her house and showed me that house.
And I know.
Like that was such a night. That was such an amazing thing. And then she took me for lunch. You know, and we talked and stuff. And I just feel like.
Yeah, I know. I think you do have. You know, a friendship with her, and I'm grateful and honored that she invited me to come to the house too. Actually, though I was just an appendage kind of thing, but anyway,
there's a lot of mutual connection.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I had met her anyway through like the two times at Al-Anon meetings. You know, well, like this sort of special. Extra meeting that we had, that was when I met her. So I kind of knew her that way.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, of course, then we went for lunch to the Prairie Inn that time and talked about the...
Yeah.
And that part, I didn't want to tell you about that because I wanted her to find the book and... initially, I'd invited her to come here if she wanted, and I said, if you're more comfortable... going someplace else, and I had just suggested for coffee, and she had replied that her week was really busy, and so I just left it in her hands, and then she suggested sort of a quick lunch at the Prairie Inn, and so that was when we met. That's where she signed the book, and she had poutine, and I had a burger, and
doesn't she mention poutine in this book somewhere? I think she does.
Oh. Well, anyway, the Prairie Inn poutine.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish I would have ordered one the same time, but I didn't. I was just sort of thought I'd have a burger, which was really huge, and I ended up taking half of it home. But if I ever go to the Prairie Inn again, I probably would have a poutine because they make it with feta cheese, and they put bacon in it. It's a different kind of their own poutine recipe.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a smart thing if you can get known for – that's a very smart thing for a place to do is get known for a signature poutine because it's always easy.
Because
you're never going to go wrong.
Gravy, French fries, feta cheese, and bacon or something. And she says she loves it. She says she knows it's not particularly healthy for you, but – And I wish I should have maybe just tried it too, but I Anyway, I didn't because I sort of like having a burger when I go someplace, you know?
Yeah.
But if I ever go there again, that's what I'll do. Or if I ever find out anything about, you know, from the CRD, get any information, I'd probably contact her and say, do you want to go to the Prairie Inn again? And I'll try poutine. I might, you know, I'll just wait and see. I'm not rushing.
Yeah.
But it was actually, we had a very nice, it was a very easy visit when we were there.
I'm
you know?
Sure it is. I found the same thing. I found it when I had lunch. I think she's a very easy to, person to talk to. I think she's just a sincere person. I think she's like her and Patrick they've developed as people, and I think she, you know, it comes through in her writing. Like she's just yeah. It's,
and she's so honest and blunt about her childhood and her upbringing, like the poverty, the lack of. You know,
it's such a great read. It's very well written. The prose, yeah. I even like the size and the shape of the book. I think I'm going to try to aim to make the book that I'm writing that size, like that size and shape. And I think it will be about that. Like, mm-hmm. I just think it's a nice size. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a nice, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Like it's about 200 pages, I think. So I knew I could read it. Quickly, and then I told you I loaned it to Joanna to read, and I said yeah. You have to read it quickly because I want for sure to get it to Alex for his birthday, and I wanted Lorna to sign it, and you know, so she read it quickly, and then when I got it back from her and after it was signed, I read it again myself before I sent it to you. So I'm glad you didn't start reading it until your actual birthday.
Yeah, me too. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was exactly what I needed that night. Exactly what I needed. It was the nicest thing. It was better than any Netflix show I could have watched.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to lie down and read that book is really and I'm, it's like so it's for me it's just I just find it like I have cried in this book more than so many times. Like I
did too. I cried many times and I laughed a few times too.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
some of the
yeah.
things I can't even remember what at the moment, but. I laughed and cried in that book. Yeah. And it's a book that you can read again, Alex, because I read it a second time. And I could probably even read it another time
yeah.
because, I don't know, there's just different things that hit you and strike you. And you'll see as you, what page are you on, roughly?
I'm on page, I think I'm on exactly page. Oh, you sent, I got all these bookmarks that you're storing. That you sent me, so I'm storing them all in this book, but I think somewhere, where am I? Okay, yeah, this is it. She's just on page 74.
Oh,
she's just
okay.
Going to see Patrick in the hospital. This is the, last night was so hard for me to read that, honestly.
I know, it's, oh, Alex, it is, it's really hard. She's, yeah, she's very open about what she went through and everything. Anyway, that has been a good substitute for you for Netflix then,
and it's like I've been a little
how many seasons are there in Netflix? I'm in number 4 now.
In Superstore?
Is that the last one?
In Superstore? In the show Superstore?
Yeah.
Superstore, yeah. How many?
There are 6 seasons.
Oh
no, but there's only 5 on Netflix. There's 5 on Netflix, but there's another one that's just been made. They've just made another season that will be coming to Netflix.
Oh, okay. So I'm in, last night I think I saw four, season 4, episode 4. It was about that. They were all wearing Halloween costumes and.
Okay.
That one.
Well,
and you know, the other thing I was going to tell you, I didn't watch it again, but you know, this movie, Filthy Rich
Asians.
What is it about the Asians?
Crazy Rich Asians, I think.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Or something. I had seen the movie like a long time ago, maybe even at the Star Cinema. I think I saw it. But anyway, you know who's in that movie? Mateo.
Oh no way.
And and anyway, I didn't watch it. That whatever it's called, Crazy Rich Asians. I forget what it's called, but anyway, it was on TV the other night, and I sort of watched a little bit of it, and I thought, oh, I can't be bothered watching it again. It's kind of wacky, and you know, I mean, I had seen it, but then I saw Mateo in it, which I guess I didn't know who he was at that time when I saw it, because I saw it about a year ago or so, you know, that Asian movie. And but the little bit that I looked at, there he was. And I think he is gay.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't. There's some gay. There's just some level of gay that a straight man could not act. He just couldn't act. No way you could act. Yeah. No straight man could act like that. That you could put that big guy in the wheelchair. But you couldn't put you couldn't put a straight man in Mateo's personality. No way. It's just no way.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was the segment I saw last night, was when and then Mateo was all dressed up like with that wig on and like looking like a lady. Do you remember that? And he's wearing a hat that's got crows on it, and he's got a wig on.
Oh, yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was what I watched last night. Oh, and then the other program that I watched again, I told you about Keenan's new show. Now, I've watched a couple of his show, and I think that Jeff guy had a small role in Keenan.
That's not on Netflix, is it?
Oh, no, it was, well, not that I know of. I saw it on TV, and just because the name of the show is Keenan, and I like him so much. You know, he's got such a delightful smile and personality. So I watched it, but I'm not really too much into it, but I've watched two episodes now. And what's that Jeff guy's real name?
I don't know.
No, either it was somebody that really looked like him. It was a minor role. But I did see him, the guy, and I thought, oh, I think that's him. And it's funny how, you know, like some of the Netflix things, like I told you about Les Mis, two people from The Crown, you know, were in that.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think a part of it.
What?
I'm just giving Castro. I'm having some lasagna here, Castro's.
Oh.
I think it's that these production companies are often the same, and they just use, when they know they have good actors, they just get in this, because they've just got to churn out content now. They've just got to make so many shows now.
Yeah. So I guess people get known through one thing, and then they slot them into something else, eh?
Yeah, I think so. And they look, and they start, and they get to know these characters. They know the people, and they're also trying to develop, it's almost like a, instead of a movie sequel, it's like a character, an actor sequel. People get to like these actors, and we'll watch them in, you know, like, if once Superstore's over, I'm sure you'd watch a show that had Dina in it.
Yeah.
I would for sure. I'd watch any, I'd give any show a chance that had Dina in it. Like,
and even Amy, she got the Superstore role, I think, because she'd been that ugly Betty. You know,
I guess so.
Yeah, and that had turned out to be quite a popular series. Well, I watched it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't really have any desire to watch it, but I'm kind of curious to see. I'm kind of curious to see how Amy acts in another role.
Yeah, no, she was good in it, but
I think the superstars of that show were, like, to me, the superstar, like, if the top five, there's so many great. They're all good in there. They're all great in it. But
yeah.
I think my top five is like Dina, Glenn, Mateo, Glenn, Mateo, maybe
Cheyenne.
Maybe Sandra. Oh, there you go, Cheyenne.
Yeah. And Sandra too.
Like Sandra for sure. I think Sandra's up there. And I liked even a few of the minor characters. Like I like Marcus, the warehouse guy, for some reason. He's just so stupid. Who else? I thought Jeff was really good in his role.
Yeah. I think that every single one of them are good in their role, you know?
Even, I don't know if you, I don't think Carol's become quite so evil yet. But even Carol, she plays her role well. I just, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like her at all, actually, but no, but no. Yeah, she plays her role well.
Yeah,
she is. I have seen some of the evil ones. I think I saw some of the later ones that I haven't come to yet.
Even Sandra's, you know? Even Sandra's boyfriend. Have you met Sandra's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or Carol's boyfriend or whoever it is?
Yeah.
He plays his
and I have seen some of those further episodes. I saw them like when I was just watching it on TV. Mm-hmm. But I'll watch it all again when I come to it. We're not at that point yet, but I thought that was funny, though, too. Cheyenne with the dressing up for Halloween, you know, and she's wearing these coconut things on her boobs, you know.
Oh, and that's when they all start trying to conspire to make her just pretend that her costume was offending Sandra.
And Sandra said she didn't mind. And then, they were trying to make out that everybody was politically incorrect, you know, remember? You know,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, that was a very well done. They did that very well. That was a great
time. Yeah, they did it really well. And then at the end, when Cheyenne, first she covered up all of that, and then she decides, you know, to heck with it, she's going to just, you know, wear it. And then she said to Sandra, I don't know if you remember this part, she said, something about how uncomfortable it is to be wearing these coconut things. She says, don't know how you do it. Like, as if she thinks because Sandra's from Hawaii that she's still.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really funny because, and I don't think Sandra even caught on, but.
Well, that show's, I will watch, I'll give it a bit of time, but I'll watch that show again. I think I'll probably watch the thing right from start to finish again. I would. It'd be like a Seinfeld where I would just keep, I could always watch Seinfeld. Like, it's like, it's timeless as Seinfeld, I would say.
Yeah, there's some really funny moments in it. Yeah, for sure. Every time. Anyway, that's why I was wondering how it, you know, when it's going to run out for me. I couldn't remember if it was just four seasons, and I'm in number four, so there's five on Netflix, eh? And then,
you're in the show?
Yeah, I'm up to four.
Oh.
Season four, episode four is what I saw last night.
Okay.
It's the Halloween one. And then I didn't know if it was just four seasons and then was going to be finished.
Oh.
And you had told me they were doing one extra one. I thought maybe it was just season five, but you said that there's a five and six?
Yeah, apparently on regular TV, six has already showed. Six has already ended. I think it's been already played on regular TV somewhere, but. So it's going to be coming to Netflix pretty soon. Castor just had some lasagna. I'm getting a turkey dinner from Alicia. I haven't been able to make myself a meal since March 31st, I guess, and that's including tonight coming up.
But you haven't been able to make yourself what?
A meal. I've just been flooded with dinners from my neighbors. Honestly, there's just no doubt. There's no doubt that I've picked the right spot for me. It's like it's so nice to know that I don't have to go looking for another spot. I just got to keep my box brownie job. And
yeah, well, that's good, because you sounded so sort of unhappy when I talked to you the last time.
Well,
like you felt lonely and.
I was just so down on like myself, and I was just so. And the birthday coming in, I don't know. Everything just kind of hit at once because, like, I just started thinking about Joe. I don't know. I feel better. I feel much better now. It was more just the uncertainty, and it was more feeling like here I am all alone. And if they come and take me, Castro's just gonna be here. I'm just feeling like I don't want to just. I don't know.
I don't think they can come and just take you like that. But anyway.
Well, so far so good anyway. So far so
good. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better because I was feeling very hit by your grief and suffering.
I felt so bad. Like, I was doing so well. I was doing so well these past couple months. And I'm still going to keep going that way. I'm still going to keep, you know, I just didn't like being derailed.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's good. Well, stay on the path, one step at a time, one breath at a time.
That's what she says. That's what Warren says. That's such great advice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I should probably
I got to do tons of stuff. Today.
I'm still debating about inviting Brian and Joanna for kind of like an Easter meal, either Saturday or Sunday.
I think you should for sure.
Just because Joanna's one person that, you know, actually likes Brian and can talk to him, and and it's good for him, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I don't know. I haven't extended the invitation yet to either of them, but I'd make that Morocco chicken recipe that I got.
Okay. Castro's just coming over and like. Being oddly affectionate, just putting her head against my leg as I'm standing here talking to you. Maybe she's just, I don't know.
Hi, Castro. Hello, Castro.
No, she can hear you. I think she hears you. Yeah, now she's going. Now she jumped up. But
What's your weather like today? Is it a decent day?
Oh, it's sunny and it's going to be, I think, +3 is the high. So whatever. Good enough.
Is it still raining or?
Yesterday rained all day, insanely.
Yeah.
And today is just. Today's another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, maybe I'll let you go.
Yeah, that sounds good. I got tons of things I want to try to do. I'm sure I won't get half of them done. But anyway.
All right.
Okay. All right, Mommy. Okay. Love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Inshallah.
Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Bye, Castro.
Oh, Mom, did I tell you this was the first episode of solitary confinement in the digital age since the break? Yeah, we had a bit of a break, but since the break, this has been the first episode, and it was so nice to talk about Lorna Crozier's marvelous... work through the garden, which I was thinking, which I don't think I got a chance to get a word in. Mom and I both like to dominate conversations, I'm starting to suspect, but that Lorna's garden, through the garden, anyway, she could be, the garden in her yard, which I've seen, could become a Patrick Lane and a Lorna Crozier. Maybe they could each become that. Anyway. Thanks for listening. One breath. That's how she signed it to me. Lorna Crozier's Through the Garden. It's been a great first episode of Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. A nice half an hour episode. I tried to cut it down to 15 minutes. Maybe that wasn't the right idea. Through the Garden, A Love Story with Cats by Lorna Crozier. So far, it's just so wonderful. Anyway, it's the kind of book you want to send people. It's the kind of book that you want to send people. You can put that on the blurb, Lorna, on edition number 60. I hope this book stays around. It's wonderful. Anywho, I'm going to force myself to stay the whole half an hour today. Sorry, just because I got 30 seconds left. Just because I'm trying to reapply some rituals. Oh, reapply the rituals. Swing them arms. The nipple will dribble the harder you try. The nipple will dribble the harder you try. The nipple will dribble the harder you try. And the teat of creation will never run dry.